our argument is that sympathizers of terrorist groups, you know, and terrorists generally, they never repent. You know, they are just looking for opportunities to get close to power so that they can strike harder. And that a multi-religious, multi-ethnic nation like Nigeria, you know, cannot afford such people being so very close to government. And considering Mr. Pantani's close relationship with the president, that we believe that in the best interest of the country, that, you know, he'd be relieved of his duties as the Minister of the Federal Republic of Nigeria. Again, we also see this as an indictment, which is one of the reasons why we have just written to the Director General of the State Security Service, that's the Nigerian Secret Police. We see this as a huge indictment on the security agencies in the country who cleared Mr. Pantani to be made the Minister of the Federal Republic of Nigeria. How many more Pantanis do we have in government?
But Deji, some people are suggesting that if he has renounced his past radical views, attributing it to immaturity, age, and lack of knowledge, then he should be free just like any Nigerian who is qualified to hold a position as a cabinet minister. What do you say to that?
The natural thing for Mr. Pantani to really show remorse would have been to honorably resign. This is an international embarrassment on not just the government, but on our country as a whole. You know, that somebody who extolled the virtues of Osama bin Laden, who described Osama bin Laden as a hero, who described Osama bin Laden as a better Muslim than him, now coming to say that he has recanted, you know, that cannot serve. You know, actions should have consequences. If not, people will get away with it. You know, Mr. Pantani should be made to realize that those things he did and those things he said, they have consequences.
Some people are saying that Pantami's religious backers are influential and making it unlikely to be sacked. And due to his close relationship with President Buhari, he's not going to be sacked. Yeah. Is that the general idea in Nigeria?
Yeah, I believe that Pantami will not be sacked personally because of his closeness to the president and because of religious grounds. President Buhari should stop gravitating towards men like this because it does not only affect his government or his image. It affects the image of Nigeria globally.
Some civil society groups in Nigeria, I understand, are calling on the international community to pressure the government in Abuja, by extension, impose sanctions if this minister is not sacked. Others are also saying that putting pressure or calling international pressure basically is undermining Nigeria's sovereignty because this is an internal problem that needs to be handled internally. What is your group's stance on that?
Our constitution is clear that this is a multi-ethnic, multi-religious country, and as such, we must always strive to protect each other's interests. It is in the best interest of people who see themselves as wonderful Muslims to ensure that when views like these are aired, that immediately things like these are done, they should do the right thing.